Welcome back, everyone. This is the Creation Liberty Podcast. This is show number 58 for March 9th, 2013. My name is Chris Johnson. I'm the founder of the Creation Liberty Evangelism, where our purpose is to win the lost to Christ and to teach the truth of God's Word and science. And we believe God's Word is the authority over mankind. We believe in the young earth creation account the Bible teaches, and we believe that evolution, as is taught in the public schools of America today, is the dumbest and most dangerous religion in the history of mankind. And if you want to learn more about that, you can check us out at www.creationliberty.com. Today, we're going to have a guest on. We brought guest Rodrigo from Germany in to join us. Rodrigo, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Very glad to be here.
Well, I'm honored you were willing to come and speak with me on this issue. And why don't you go ahead and take a moment and tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you believe.
Okay. Well, my name is Rodrigo. I am 24 years old. I originally was born in Chile, South America, if anyone doesn't know where that is. And I'm currently living in Germany for study reasons. I am studying biology and Spanish to be a teacher, a school teacher.
Oh, neat.
And I am an atheist. I haven't been always an atheist. I was a Christian until the last 2 or 3 years of my life, I would say. And that means that by definition, I don't believe in the existence of a God. That's it.
Okay.
Pretty summarized.
Well, I appreciate that. And that way you're just clear with everyone. Everybody knows where you're coming from, and that's good. So the reason, I guess, you got started to come on the show, and we talked about that this just very briefly, was you had seen a video that I had put on our YouTube channel called How to Talk with Atheists. And you wanted to discuss some of the points in that. Did you want to start us off and tell us what maybe that, because apparently something rubs you the wrong way. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be here to talk about it. So maybe you want to tell us what you didn't like about it, or what points that you don't typically or you don't particularly agree with.
Well, let me see if I remember everything, because I watched the video a couple of days ago, and actually I find it interesting how you use this like a guide, this step guide for other Christians to talk to atheists. Mm-hmm. And
well, I tried to. I'm not going to be perfect on it, but I tried my best.
So I was actually thinking that you could use that guide on me.
Okay.
And see how it
sure.
works out.
We can do that, sure. So you said you're an atheist. You said you don't believe in the existence of a God.
Yes.
So do you believe there are laws of logic?
Laws of logic. Yes. Yes, I would say yes.
Okay. Could you tell me what a law of logic, or what the laws of logic are? I mean, just, you know, a general description.
Well, I could tell you what laws of logic. I could tell you what logic is. I mean, my understanding of logic.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Is that it is a method that we have. That allows us to demonstrate the validity of things, generally speaking.
Okay, and that does make sense. I know if all the descriptive words aren't coming to you for that, I understand. The method you said to determine the validity. Do you mean like determining if something is true?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so it's a method to determine validity or a method to determine truth. Would you agree with that?
So,
I don't want to misrepresent.
Yeah, I would say it's basically a way, a tool that allows us to demonstrate whether something is true or not.
Okay. So it's a tool that you use. So do you believe, now, if this is a tool that you're using to determine truth with, is this tool universal? If I were to say that term, would you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So you would say the tool...
You mean like we... theoretically, we could apply the laws of logic anywhere in the universe?
Yeah.
I actually don't know. We can't. It's my opinion that we actually can't know that because, well, we only know a very little fragment of the universe. So it's a question that we can't actually answer.
Okay,
from my point of view.
Do you know what the law of non-contradiction is?
Is it a law where that states that something is something and it cannot not be that something?
Yeah, it's like the
like,
example.
For example, a dog is a dog and it can't be not a dog?
It's something like that. I mean, the example I always hear from, at least from the atheist community, is like a car can't be in the parking lot and not in the parking lot at the same time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's either in the parking lot or it's not in the parking lot.
I'm not sure if I could agree with that in a universal sense, but it makes sense.
But when what you're saying is it is possible in the universe that a car could be parked in a parking lot and not in a parking lot at the same time.
Well, not exactly a car, but...
Well, anything.
There are things that we could actually not know if they are in a location or not in a location. For example, some of the most recent studies about electrons in the electron clad of an atom, my English is kind of bad.
That's all right. Take your time. It's all right.
As far as I understand, recent studies have shown that we can actually know the exact location of an electron in an atomic cloud. And even if we do, we can't even be sure if the electron can both be in a location and not be in the same location.
So you are...
So I would say that the law of logic of non-contradiction cannot apply to anything, to everything.
Okay, so but you said you still believe that there are laws of logic. Is that correct? Still with me? Hang on just a second, folks. We're losing a connection. I'm going to try to see if I can call him back. Sorry about this, guys. Oh, still there?
Nope.
Yeah, sorry. We just lost connection
for a
moment.
Sorry.
So what you were saying was the law of non-contradiction, you can't know if it applies everywhere in the universe. You're saying it may not apply everywhere in the universe.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, yes.
So how could you have a law of logic?
Define law.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A law is something that is absolute, that it's going to be this way no matter what. That's what laws are. Like the law of gravity, it's going to be that way no matter what.
Scientific law. You're referring to scientific laws, not in the general sense of law.
Yeah, I understand. I was just trying to give something to help
physics
explain.
Are not my area of expertise.
I'm not going into
studying
physics.
Biology, and for example, in biology, there are several laws that have a lot of exceptions. I mean, biology is the science of exceptions.
Well, I apologize. I didn't mean to go into scientific law. I was just trying to give an example of, you know, like when you said, what do you mean by law? A law for what you said, it's when we were talking about a law of logic, and you described logic as a method of validating something or a method of finding the truth, a law would have to be absolute because there can't be more than one truth.
In order for us to find the real truth or an absolute truth, yes, but I would say that we can't actually do that.
Okay, and there's where we're separating.
We can only find truth up to a certain point, but there will always be uncertainty.
Oh, okay, so nothing can ever be certain in your worldview, is that what you're saying?
Nothing.
So you can't.
Nothing is it's a really, really broad spectrum there.
Okay, so you're not certain that you're logical, then, is that correct?
Yes. I would dare say yes, but I would have to think about it for a moment. But let's start with a yes. We can't actually know anything for sure.
Okay, so you don't even know if you're logical, is that correct?
It could be possible that logic is actually not useful. Or that logic, it could be possible that logic is wrong.
Well, you said nothing couldn't be known for certain. So if nothing can be known for certain, or there is no certainty, then you can't be certain that you're even an atheist.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I can be certain that I'm an atheist.
Atheists don't want to go that far. And that's why a lot of them don't want to come on the show.
Okay. But it's kind of a tricky question there, because I mean, atheism has no claims that can be disproven in that sense.
Atheists have no claims that can be disproven.
Don't
you mean no claims that can be proven?
I mean, atheism has no claims. It doesn't present any claims.
Well, you did at the beginning. You said, I believe there is no God. That's a claim. That's a claim to
the non-existence
of God.
By definition, an atheist is a person that doesn't believe in the existence of a God. It doesn't necessarily mean that an atheist believes that that a God doesn't exist. I mean, I will agree with you that there are atheists, actually, that actually believe that there is actually no God, but that is not exactly a requirement for atheism. Atheism is just a rejection of the claim that a God exists.
Okay, so do you know that for certain?
Well, that's the definition of atheism.
Okay, but you just said nothing can be known for certain, and now here you're giving me a claim to certainty.
No, it's not a claim to certainty. It's not a claim at all.
You just said that it was.
No, it's not a claim. It's a rejection of a claim.
I know, but the rejection of a claim is a claim itself.
No, it's not.
Okay, so do you know that for certain? Do you know that it's not? You don't know that it's not for certain?
No, I would admit that no, I cannot but for certain, but it's actually kind of a tricky question there.
It can be, and I'm going to be straightforward and honest with you here. When you started this off, when I was asking you about the laws of logic, and you started to pull away from there being laws of logic just to logic, and then you said there was no claims to certainty, and that nothing can be known for certain, you realize that anything that happens in this discussion, basically any argument that you try to make is already lost from the beginning. Do you understand that?
Yes, I understand that.
So my question is, why did you
want to
come on the show?
An argument.
The what? I'm sorry?
Atheism is actually not an argument. That's a point.
Okay.
It's not a claim.
The claim, there is a claim you just made. Atheism is not an argument. That is a claim, and a claim that you say is certain, but you said can't really be known for certain. So you don't really know what you're saying. You're just kind of making noise at this point.
Yes, I suppose.
Well, my question is, why did you want to come on this show? I don't understand, you know. I'm not trying to pick on you or anything, but, you know, my worldview is different from that. My worldview, things can be known for certain.
How so?
Well, because we have an all-powerful God who created all things, and through his word, through his revelation to us, we can know things for certain.
Well, how exactly?
Through
how
his
can
revelation
you know that
to
there
us.
Is an all-powerful God?
Through his revelation to us. And there again, that's called a presupposition. If you're asking for a logical argument, it would be, I mean, it's even difficult to present this to you because you've already said that in your worldview, nothing can be known for certain. So if this was an atheistic world, world or an atheistic universe, nothing that you or I are saying can ever possibly be proven, so there's no point in even us really talking. Understanding that, to go into the Christian worldview, it's from the impossibility of the contrary. No other worldview can justify laws of logic or even explain their existence. The Christian God of the Bible is the only presupposition that allows for laws of logic to even be claimed to exist or to justify their use.
Really?
Yes.
It's the only possibility? I mean, I would
yes.
say that I'm not exactly sure what a Muslim would stand on this, but I would say that he can argue that his version of God can also account for the existence of the laws of logic.
Well, I mean, that's also kind of taking us beyond, that is kind of taking us beyond the scope of our discussion, because we're trying to discuss the atheist worldview. But to answer that, I mean, there are...
Not exactly what you mean by atheist worldview.
Well, a way you view the world.
There is no such thing as an atheist worldview.
You know that for certain?
Well, based on the definition...
Are you certain of the definition?
Yes.
So, when you told us earlier that nothing can be known for certain, were you not telling us the truth, or did you make a mistake?
Well, I mean, let me think this for a moment. It's true. I would say that we can't know anything for certain. I mean, we can't know if anything is true. We can't know if anything is actually true, but we have to start from somewhere.
Well, let me take you one step further.
I'm speaking of definitions in the terms of the language. I mean, I can't obviously know for sure if the language is true, but I would say that that would be going too far, because we are actually speaking, so we are actually able to communicate with these terms, although it may be possible that the terms we're using are not actually true, and yet we are able to communicate.
Well, when you say that, even when you say nothing can be known for certain, you don't even know that for certain.
Exactly. But we all have to start from a point of presupposition, I guess.
There exactly is my point. So there is the presupposition, when I say the term worldview, is a presupposition. A presupposition is the way you view the world, the way you view people, the way you view the universe. And so everybody has these glasses they are viewing things through, and that's one of the presuppositions. Okay.
I agree with that, but the point is that you said, you used the term an atheist worldview, mm-hmm. and in the general sense, an atheist there is no such thing. I mean, an atheist doesn't have to see the world from a specific set of glasses. There are all kinds of atheists, and there are atheists who believe in all kinds of things.
And you know that for certain?
Well, based on my experience.
So based on your experience. So somebody else could experience something different that maybe they experience that atheists view things all the same. Who's right, you or him?
We can know that. We can't know that.
Exactly. So I don't know how this discussion could go further, because basically the Christian worldview is already appearing superior here in every way, because I can...
No,
certainty.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, you don't know that. You see, even you don't even know whether you're saying it or not. You can't know that for certain.
No, but from
that
point of view, I would say that you actually can know that either without a presupposition.
From the atheist worldview, that would be true. But you see, from the Christian worldview.
But there is no atheist worldview. I mean, define what an atheist worldview is.
Well, you say you can't know things for certain. I say you can know things for certain. That's already a separation of worldviews.
Yes, but my, well, I was, well, I'm going to step into a mistake there, but my claim, although my claim cannot be known for certain, my claim is not an atheist claim. It is my personal claim.
And here
it's
we are again.
My personal opinion.
Do you know
it
that
doesn't
for certain?
Drive from my atheism.
You've already said you don't know that for certain. So I don't know why you're repeating it. It doesn't make any sense to me why you would repeat it when you've already determined that you can't know it.
Because we have to start from somewhere.
I know, you're forced into a desperation system to start from somewhere. And what
we
I contend on my website...
It's a desperation system, actually.
Well, what I contend on my website and what I've said in the video is that the atheist is forced to borrow my worldview.
Why?
Because you're treating... You are talking about laws of logic. You are talking about certainty in things. Even though you've said your worldview doesn't... I wasn't talking about logic.
You asked me about logic.
Exactly. Your atheist position, I mean, well, in order to... I asked you about logic.
No, an atheist doesn't have to necessarily base his position on logic.
So you said
I mean,
atheists
an atheist
are illogical.
On almost anything. If you would allow me to make an example, for example, I met
sure.
a girl once who was an atheist. And she was an atheist because she used to have feelings for a boy, and but the boy wouldn't reciprocate those feelings to her if that word exists. I mean, the boy wouldn't have the same wouldn't love her back, so she prayed to God. She begged him to make the boy. Love her, and so they could be boyfriend girlfriend, and that didn't happen. The boy didn't love her back. He kept on rejecting her, and she made the conclusion that God didn't exist. So we can, well, I hope we can agree that that is actually a lame reason for being an atheist, but that was her reason, and she was actually an atheist.
No, we can't agree. Because nothing you told me can be known for certain in the atheist universe. But in the Christian universe, all those things could be determined.
I don't know what you're talking about when you are talking about an atheist universe.
Well, is this an atheist universe? Is there no God?
We can't know that.
Okay, so why did you come on the show?
Exactly.
I'm saying you can
know
there is a God.
I would say that you are misrepresenting the atheism.
I'm misrepresenting. Do you know that for certain?
It is my personal opinion.
Okay, if this is just your personal opinion, then that's basically the end of this discussion. Because I'm saying there's certain things that you can know for certain, and I know for certain that you're wrong about these things.
How?
Because we have an all-powerful, all-knowing God who created all things.
How do you know that?
Excuse me?
How do you know that?
Because he revealed himself to us in his word.
And how do you know that?
Well, again, that is a presupposition, but I come from the position of the impossibility of the contrary.
You have no other presupposition.
Okay,
I mean, in that
Rodrigo, you're going to have to let me...
Exactly in the same place.
Rodrigo, you are... Look, I allow you time to explain your position, but every time you notice you've been asking me a question, then you interrupt me 10 words into it. What I'm saying is that the impossibility of the contrary, like, for example, when you were objecting to it earlier, talking about, you know, well, Islam might be able to make claims to that. Okay, they can try, but according to their Quran, Allah cannot be known. If Allah cannot be known, then you can't know if he's being logical or not. See, the Christian God of the Bible is a personal God that can be known, and he wants to know, those who are born again. So the problem is that in the atheist perspective, if you want to use that term, the atheist does have a perspective on how he views things in the world, okay? Whether it be evil, whether it be, you know, business practices or anything, there is an atheist way to view it. There's a Christian way to view it. There's a lot of different ways to view those things. And so from the Christian perspective, we are saying that everybody is ending up having to borrow from the Christian worldview in what we call the impossibility of the contrary, that there's no other worldview that can give any claims to the laws of logic or certainty, which is exactly what we've heard from you tonight for the representing the atheist worldview, or atheist perspective.
Well, where do I start? You said that the God of Islam can actually be known.
According to their own doctrine.
Whereas in the Quran, God has actually shown himself. Well, for instance, he showed himself to Muhammad, the prophet of Islam. And he actually dictated to Muhammad the Quran.
But if you
Islam actually truly believes that the Quran is the word of God.
Yeah, well, they might believe that, but the problem here is
they might believe that, of course, but they are starting from a presupposition, just like any Christian does.
Exactly, and then you have to analyze the presuppositions once you get to them. The problem is with the atheist presupposition is that you can know nothing for certain, which puts the Christian position at a superior advantage.
No, but there is no atheist presupposition. What is this atheist presupposition according to you?
The atheist presupposition is that you can't know anything for certain, so you can't tell me I'm wrong.
No, that's my presupposition. That's my
You can't tell me no
that's
either because you don't know.
It's not a general atheist presupposition.
You can't tell me no, you can't tell me I'm wrong, because you don't know for sure. You've already said that.
Well, I don't know, but any other atheist would probably have another idea on the matter.
Okay, and you take that by faith, because you don't know if they would have another idea on the matter.
Well, I've heard them have another idea on the matter.
Well, you don't know that for certain.
Well, based on my experience, my senses could have been wrong, but that's what I understood. Based on my understanding, that's what they said.
So what told you that your senses were valid?
I may be taking my understanding by faith, but like I said, and I would hope you agree with me, everyone has to start from somewhere.
Well, the only
way... Everyone has to start from a presupposition, because once you start analyzing the presupposition, any presupposition cannot be demonstrated outside of the presupposition.
But you see, the only way you can make that claim is if you start with my worldview. That has a path to certainty. Your worldview does not have a path to certainty where you could know that.
To start with an Islamic worldview.
And again, they don't have a path to certainty either. I don't have the exact, I can't pull it up for you right now, but I can get it for you.
You would have to talk with a Muslim to state that.
I don't have to at all. I can pull it up for you in their own Quran. It states that Allah cannot be known. If he can't be known, then there is no path to certainty on that. That would be no different than them trying to
presuppose
that leprechauns exist.
But they do believe that the Quran is actually the word of God, don't they?
I'm sorry?
They actually do believe, and they claim that the Quran is the word of God.
Well, they can claim that all they want, but Allah cannot be known, so they can't know if that's the word of God.
But that would be the same situation for a Christian.
No, because the Christian God of the Bible can be known, and he states that.
Well, you can claim that.
Well, that comes from the Word of God. That's not my claim.
But how do you know that that's actually the Word of God?
Because it's perfect.
How is it perfect?
It's perfect. It has no contradictions in it. It's perfect. At least the King James Bible is perfect.
Well, one version of the Bible. I would say that in order to study the Bible, you would have to go to the original languages. I hope you agree with me with that. I mean,
translation
are actually quite bad.
I don't agree with that at all, and that's not the case at all. But you see, even if you want to argue that with me, you can't prove anything. You've already stated it.
Starting from a presupposition, yes, I could prove a lot of things.
Wait, so you're saying you can know something for certain?
Starting from a presupposition?
Exactly, so you're saying...
I can... eventually admit that I am starting it, that I'm actually starting it from a presupposition, and that I cannot demonstrate that presupposition to be true outside of the presupposition.
Okay. Now
just
we're
like any other presupposition.
Okay. So you're taking it back then, saying that atheism does have a worldview, that there is an atheist universe that
no,
you're viewing it from?
Not taking that back. I am saying that I have a presupposition just like anyone else. Mm-hmm. But the presupposition doesn't necessarily need to be the same for every atheist. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are atheists who believe in ghosts. I personally don't. There are atheists who believe in astrology, and I find that to be nonsense.
Well, you can find, I mean, you're just basically at this point just making sounds with your mouth, because you've already told us that you can't, your presupposition earlier, you stated your presupposition was that you can't know anything for certain. So,
no, that's not
can't
me,
even know that was your presupposition?
No, that's not my presupposition.
Well, what is your presupposition?
Well, like I said, we have to start from somewhere, because we can't. I mean, I actually admit that we can actually not know anything for certain, but we have to start from somewhere. We have to, for example, because otherwise there is no point in having any form of conversation, and there would actually be no point of even believing that you exist.
Exactly. And that's why the atheist must borrow the Christian beginnings, the Christian foundation for the laws of logic, and then they work from there to try to disprove the Christian foundation for the laws of logic.
Not exactly. There have been laws of logic even before Christianity.
Mm-hmm. It's the Christian God of the Bible. The Christian God of the Bible has been the same. It's the same God throughout the past 6,000 years of human history. It's the Christian God of the Bible today is the conception of God.
Well, I would say that just taking the Bible, you would say that God changed his mind in a lot of things, so he is not actually the same.
No, he is the same.
Where would you say, for example, does God stand on slavery?
Or if God stands on slavery, well, first of all, I mean, there are, we have Bible studies every week where we work those things out. But if you can't know anything for certain, nothing I say to you is going to make any sense to you, because you can't know what I'm saying for certain.
Okay, perfect, but you haven't answered my question.
I don't need to answer your question, because everything that you say...
Why not?
Because you can't prove anything. See, until we can start from a point to where things can be proven, which is what the Christian worldview says, there's nothing here that we're not going to get anywhere. And that's why the conversation always stops with the atheist.
What point do you want to start from?
Well, the point we have to start from is that there are laws of logic that are universal, immaterial, and unchanging. Without that, we can't know anything.
Would that require that there can't be any sort of exceptions to those laws?
Well, there can't be, because if there are exceptions to those things, then they're not laws.
Well, a law can have exceptions.
No, if it's a law, it can't have an exception. Otherwise, it's no longer
a
law.
It
loses its law-like character. Which means then, whatever you claim to be logical is just what you're claiming from your own opinion. And the obvious question after that is, why is everyone on the earth expected to adhere to what you personally think is logical?
Well, they don't.
So, therefore, you cannot claim that anyone or anything is illogical.
Oh, sure. I would say I can actually claim that. I could admit that it may be so that logic is actually wrong. Eventually, it can be possible that the tool has some defects, if you understand what I mean. I mean, logic is one of the best methods that we can apply in order to demonstrate if something is actually true or not. But as we study things, we have actually come to learn that the laws of logic as we conceive them have proven to have exceptions. So we have to rethink the laws of logic, or restate them, or make a new idea of what they could be, but it doesn't mean that we can actually,
do you
understand where I'm going with this?
Do you know how I'm going to respond to that?
Please do.
Well, you've already heard me say it probably 20 times.
Yes.
You can't know
but that. But I agree with you that we have to start from somewhere, but where do you start? Where would you like us to start
You
from?
Don't even know if you agree with that or not, because you don't know anything for certain.
Well, I know that I agree that I agree with what? That we have to start from somewhere?
Well, what the place that you're trying to start from is a place where there are laws of logic that are universal, immaterial, and unchanging. To where you can actually make a statement to say that I, when you say, make claims like, I, you know, believe this, or I have seen this, in order to make those statements, you have to start with, all of those statements are analyzed by the laws of logic. And most people don't even know that they're doing it. That's why it's so ingrained into us. It just kind of comes out automatically, and we don't stop to think about what we're doing. And so with that, if you cannot verify the laws of logic whatsoever, it doesn't matter what the atheist wants anyone else to prove to them. Nothing can be proven in their worldview, so it's irrelevant. And that's why, you know, when you were asking just a moment ago, is like, can you at all understand what I'm trying to say? Not really, because you're not coming from a position where you can start out using laws of logic. And if that's the case, then this conversation is basically over. It's not going to go anywhere.
Well, we could actually make it go somewhere.
Well, not with the atheist, not with the atheist universe.
Wait, hold a second. You said that we can't actually know, I mean, if I say I saw this or I heard this, that you stated that we can actually know that. I would disagree with that. I can't actually know that I saw it.
Okay.
What I can't know...
Well, then I got a question
if,
for you.
If that thing that I saw is actually accurate, or is actually true, but I can't actually... But I can know that I saw it.
Okay, so I have a question for you. Did you use... So you said you used your senses to determine those things.
Yes.
Okay. What told you that your senses were valid?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I just said.
No, I'm asking you.
I can know that I saw something. What I can't know is that something was actually true.
So you have no way to know anything.
Look, you can...
I mean, here we are back again. I mean, we've been going for 30 minutes doing this.
If anything is actually true, no, there's no way. You always have to start from a presupposition. You always will have to start from an assumption.
Yeah, but this is why...
But there are models. That there are assumptions. There are assumptions. I'm sorry, my English is...
That's okay.
I am tired.
I know. You've been up
there. Assumptions that are capable to construct models that have, for example... predictive capabilities. They are actually capable of making predictions.
Mm-hmm. So, my question then to you is, you see, because predictive power, where we say, well, we have, for example, we know the sun's going to come up tomorrow because we've seen it happen so many times. That's what somebody will say. You know, it's always happened, so we don't have a reason to believe otherwise.
Not only that, but we actually have come to learn how the sun works, how it interacts with its environment, and how the Earth interacts with the sun.
Okay.
Now, it's not just knowing that, it's not just because the sun has come out every single day in the past, but because we know how it actually interacts with its environment.
That's what I said, that's what I meant when I said predictive power. So in all that, all the predictive power and the witnessing, all that stuff relies on the future being like the past. As you said, that nothing can be proven, you can't know anything for certain, you can't even verify that you can know anything. How do you know that you didn't come into existence 20 seconds ago and all the memories of what's happened to you were implanted into you?
No, that's actually a good question.
I mean, that's something that philosophers have been dealing with for thousands of years.
That's actually a very good question. And I would say that I can't know that. But if you allow me, I would have to ask that same question to you.
Well, thank you. I was hoping you would ask. Will you allow me to answer it?
Yes,
give me some time to do that. Okay, and let me find the proper, hang on a second thing for you here. I just had it up a moment ago. Remember that my worldview, or the Christian theistic universe, is different from the atheist universe. So we base everything, all the laws of logic, we claim that the laws of logic are a reflection of the character of God. They are not God, they are a reflection of his character, how he thinks and expects us to think. And when he reveals himself to us in his word, for example, in Genesis 8:22, it says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." By his promises, we know that the sun will come up tomorrow, and we know actually by the predictions of Revelation when the sun is going to stop coming up. So that is how we can know these things for certain, because the one in the universe who knows everything there is to know has revealed it to us.
Well, that entire answer is actually based on a presupposition. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it is a presupposition.
God not only
provided evidence of it at the same time.
Well, but inside of the presupposition, I hope you would agree with me that a presupposition cannot actually demonstrate itself outside of itself.
Now, I will say this. I will not use that outside of a worldview in which it makes sense and as which it would be taken as true. If you're saying, can I give you evidence that you would accept? That again depends on what your presuppositions are, and you've already said that nothing can be known. So again, if you're going to claim anything knowledge-wise, you have to start with my worldview that can claim to know things.
I can start with any worldview, not exactly the Christian worldview.
Oh yeah, you can start with any worldview you want. I agree with that. See, because if you want to start with a nonsensical worldview that can't go anywhere.
I don't know if you disagree with me or not. I didn't hear it. But would you agree that a presupposition cannot demonstrate itself outside of itself?
Are we talking from within the Christian universe?
Any presupposition.
Well, that doesn't work. I can't agree to that, because any presupposition doesn't have that. See, the atheist worldview can know nothing, so that can't even be verified.
But within my presupposition can know nothing. I would disagree that all atheists have the same presupposition that I have.
So and actually, my
presupposition is not an atheist presupposition. There's no such thing. Like I said, there's no such thing as an atheist presupposition. Because atheism is actually not a claim. It's the rejection of a claim.
And you can't know that for certain, because you're an atheist.
No, not because I'm an atheist.
Yeah, because you're an atheist.
No, not because I'm an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
An atheist could claim that he knows for sure that his atheism is actually accurate. No.
He can claim anything he wants. I don't care what he wants to claim.
I could eventually disagree. Well, yeah, but that's exactly the same position that everyone is in, even the Christians.
The difference with the Christian is that we have a path to certainty, and you do not.
Based on a presupposition.
Yes, and we have a path to certainty,
you do not. Would you say that a Christian presupposition can actually demonstrate itself outside of the Christian presupposition?
And I'm saying that within the I said I don't use these things, these arguments, outside of a worldview in which they would make sense and would be taken as true. And the thing is here, I knew before we even started this podcast that you are not looking for a better worldview. You're not really looking for anything else. You like what you believe. You want that. And the Bible says that that's what you'll want.
Oh, I never
said
that.
Stick with. I know you didn't say that, but I know that. Because if you want something better,
you're wrong.
You would start with a presupposition that has a path to knowledge rather than one that doesn't. But you're happy with one that doesn't.
No, I'm not.
So far, that's what I've been hearing.
No, then I don't know who you have been hearing.
Well, anybody can go back and watch this video on YouTube and they can see it for themselves.
I may not be happy with my atheism. I make what I can with what I think is actually true. I can't even know if what I believe is actually true.
Well, Romans
on the standpoint, on the possibility that a God exists, I am an atheist. That's actually accurate. I don't believe in the claim that a God exists. I believe in a lot of things.
I know, and you're not. And the Bible says that you will not convert to that position through any kind of knowledge claims. you're not going to convert to a position by any kind of evidence or anything, you know, that I'm going to sit here and tell you about presuppositions. You will never convert on that.
Well, I don't want to be rude. But so far I don't know if you will agree with me, but I have tried to answer you as honestly as possible.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
But I feel like you have been avoiding the questions that I've been asking. Like, for example, would you agree that the Christian presupposition cannot be demonstrated outside of itself?
And what did I ask you after that? Do you remember?
No, but you... That's exactly the point.
Okay, so you don't
even answer the question.
Wait a second.
You have just been asking questions back.
No, I asked you a question. You said, I don't remember what you asked me, so how do you know I didn't answer the question?
Well, would you answer
when you're
question?
Saying when you're saying this, you said you can't know anything for certain, so how do you know I didn't answer your questions?
Would you answer the question now?
Well, I ask you, are we talking from the atheist universe?
Would you answer the question now?
Are we talking within the atheist universe? You said this is an atheist universe,
no, from
right?
From the Christian point. I am trying to not to talk from any...
Oh, okay, so you're saying that you want to agree with my Christian theistic universe in order to answer the question?
No, I'm trying to take us away from any sort of presupposition.
But you can't even
because
know
I
you're doing
you
that.
I hope you agree with me that it ignored it. Well, I'm sorry. I hope you agree with me that in order to actually know whether something is true or not, you can't do that from a presupposition.
Well, you don't know that for certain. I'm sorry. You already said it at the beginning.
Would you agree with me?
Rodrigo, you can't even tell, even if I were to say yes or no, you can't tell whether I'm agreeing with you or not.
But would you say yes or no?
You can't tell, Rodrigo.
But
that's all
what's
I'm saying.
Your answer?
You can't tell. I'm asking for which worldview you're talking from, because only in the Christian theistic worldview.
And I'm trying not to talk from any worldview.
And what you're trying to do is get a point to where everybody can agree and try to argue ad populum. And that's what atheists commonly do. They turn to ad populum immediately because they have no other choice.
No, it's just a conversation between me
exactly.
and you and me.
You're looking for common ground.
Conversation.
You're looking for common ground. That's what atheists do
yes.
when they're in a corner. They said, let's look for common ground because they want to get off
of
the topic.
Are you also looking for common ground?
No. I'm looking for the truth. The truth is not common ground.
Well, if there is something that we can actually call a truth, I would say that it's truth, that it's the truth for anyone. I mean, such a thing like an absolute truth has to be true to anyone, so I would say that that's common ground.
Have to be true to anyone, meaning that if something is not true to one person, it's automatically not true? Because it's not true to everyone? See, that's an argument ad populum. You're using logical fallacy for the basis of your logic. You're using logical fallacy. You're starting with an ad populum.
If there is such a thing as an absolute truth, that absolute truth would have to be absolute.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to be truth to anyone, and that would be common ground by definition.
Absolute truth is true no matter what people think about it.
Therefore,
you can only verify it, you can't verify it within people.
Would you agree with me that the absolute truth is, in fact, the common ground?
You have to go outside the human mind in order to find truth.
Can we do that?
Only in the Christian theistic universe. In the atheistic universe,
can
you can't
Christian
do that.
Can the Christian theistic universe do that, actually?
Yes.
How?
Because we go to God's revealed word. He's revealed these things to us.
So you say?
The laws of logic are a reflection of his character. How he thinks and expects us to think.
But I would say there are many elements in the Christian worldview that are actually not logic.
But you can't prove those, because you don't know anything for certain.
Well, if we take the laws of logic to be actually accurate and true, I would say I can.
Yeah, but you can only do that within the Christian theistic universe.
No, from a logistic world universe.
Yeah, but
it doesn't necessarily have to be a Christian worldview.
How can you be logical when you can know nothing for certain?
Again? Say it again, please.
Well, you see, atheists love to talk about how they're reasonable and they're logical. Man, you should see the comments and emails I get all the time saying that I'm so stupid and they're so smart and logical and reasonable and that I don't have any of those things, yet they can't answer the very basic questions about logic and reason. And then they come back, and I've had more than one person, you're not the first one, say that you can't know anything for certain, but then try to turn around and tell me that I'm illogical.
Because you have to start from somewhere. I mean, assuming, because, I'm sorry, what you can't get anything from me that is actually absolutely true, because I admit that I can't know that. And
well,
I would say it's
that.
An honest position to have, because I don't see how anyone can actually know that something is absolutely true. I hope you'll understand my point of view.
Yeah, and I understand that
right?
You can't see
so
how anyone can know that.
So if we can start from the statement that logic is actually accurate and logic is actually 100% reliable, we can of course discuss, you know, the possibility that it's not. But if we start from that point, I would say that the Christian God is not 100% logical.
Okay, so you're saying if we start with the assumption that logic is just there and don't explain it, don't figure out if it exists, don't see if how it's justified, just go with it, then you can give your opinion about whatever you want about any subject and you can't be proven wrong.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at
all.
That
is the exact conclusion of what you came to, because you said, if we assume those things, I'll tell people, go back to the video and listen to what you said. You said, if we assume these things, you didn't use the word assume, but that's what you're using. If we assume logic and reason and things like that, you said, then I would say that the Christian God of the Bible is not logical or reasonable. Now, with that, all you're doing is saying, we're not going to talk about whether, you know, the explanations for logic or if it exists or whether we're right and wrong. I'm just going to make this claim about it, and then no one can prove me wrong, because after all, no one can prove anything. That's why these conversations don't go anywhere with atheists. That's why you can't get anywhere.
The point with the...
And listen, we are really running out of time. Well, we're hitting the edge of the hour. Did you want to, Rodrigo, I want to ask you a question. Did you have, like, I don't know if you have your own YouTube channel or a website or anything. Did you want to advertise something for any listeners out there? Do you write anything? Or?
No, not particular, no.
Okay, I just wanted to offer you the opportunity to do that. If you want to take 30 seconds and say something at the end, I'll go ahead and let you, but we're going to have to hang up here. So go ahead, if you want to take 30 seconds, say something else to everybody, you're welcome to do so.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, Rodrigo, thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And though we're disagreeing on some stuff, I think you were extremely courteous over your emails, extremely courteous on the show. I appreciate your kindness and your honesty on some issues, and I really appreciate you coming on.
Well, thank you. It was actually pretty good.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And you have a good night. Go get some sleep, all right?
You too. Okay.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. That was the end of that. And so that's you can see how that works. And so I'm glad Rodrigo came on. He gave an opportunity for you guys to see how exactly when I wrote the article on how to talk with atheists, and I did the podcast on how to talk with atheists, which I'll put a link in the annotations too, and probably on the description. You can click on that if you want to learn more. But if Christians want to learn how to talk with atheists, I mean, basically, the types of questions that I was asking about the laws of logic, the three descriptive properties that I list on there would have to be in accordance with one another. They would have to be true in order for laws of logic to exist at all. Now, if the atheist can't verify that those things can't exist, they can't verify that anything is logical. And therefore, they are subject to going into a position that, well, you can't really know anything for certain anyway, to opt out of having to explain how laws of logic could exist or how their use could even be justified. Why does everybody have to all, you know, come in and adhere to the same principles? See, the Christian God of the Bible is the reason everybody has to adhere to the same principles. Now, of course, you can deter from those, which is what atheists do, but the Bible calls them fools. It says, the fool has said in his heart there is no God. Okay? And don't take that as just name-calling. He's not just name-calling by saying that. God is describing someone whose heart is hardened, who's filled with lust, and through the sinful flesh, basically. They like the lusts of their heart and their pride more, and would rather hate God and push that away, even though God is the very foundation of them being able to say a sentence that can even be claimed to be logical. And so I hope that would help some other Christians to see exactly how you can bring things up to atheists and give the point to do that. And though I don't really care much for Seitz and Bruggenkate and people that basically associate around his ministry, I don't really care for too much, mostly because of how they treat other Christians. I tell people to stay away from that. But I do see why people like him usually will come into a discussion, and if they say, you know, can everything you know now be wrong? And if they say yes, which the atheist typically does, they say, well, I'm done. That's it. You just lost the debate. And they did. The second that Rodrigo came on here and said, you can't know anything for certain, he lost. And there's nothing else that can be claimed to be true from it. So I hope that helped you, Christians. I pray that God would continually bless you guys as you study his word, that he would give you many prosperous blessings to you and your family. I hope you all have a wonderful evening. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.